Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, talking about mindset and the different ways. There's lots of different ways to do everything, but some of the ways that I really like to engage with my mindset and shift it. And we've talked about this before in the community, but we can't talk about it enough. Just really having a tirade of appreciation. So when your mindset isn't good, it's not where you want it to be, you're floundering around, a really powerful tool is to just stop and look around you. It's not easy to shift your vibration immediately if you're in one mindset. For example, it's hard to shift it all the way to the opposite pole. So what I like to do is just look around me once I identify that I'm not where I want to be with my thinking. I just look around me, kind of drop everything in my mind. I've dropped everything just on the floor. All the stress, all the feelings and thoughts that I don't want. And I look around for something I appreciate. If I'm in my home, I might just start there. I appreciate this house. I appreciate being able to be in this dwelling. I appreciate, for me, my favorite aunt and uncle used to live in this home. I appreciate the memories that I have in this home. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm appreciating my pillow and my bed. I appreciate the food that I get to eat every day. I appreciate my ability to simply be in a contrasting moment of what you could say is a rut or an impasse or a challenge. I appreciate the opportunity to be in this moment so that I can call forward another moment. So appreciation is really powerful. It starts to lift you up to another level of vibration. So I highly recommend that. Another thing is surrounding yourself with the kinds of people who don't let you sit in your pity party. So calling on somebody and stopping the momentum of what you have going in that moment that's not taking you where you want to go. So once you identify that you're not where you want to be with your mindset, another tool besides appreciation is contacting somebody in your circle that won't allow you to perpetuate it. That's really powerful. Another one is something I already mentioned in the appreciation segment, where you look at the challenge that you're in the middle of. And you know that you're on a transformation journey and that every time you face something new that you haven't faced before, it's going to be challenging because that part of you that likes that comfort isn't comfortable. In addition, it's something new. It could be something similar to what you've experienced, but there's a new twist on it. Maybe there's a new level of difficulty or challenge. And you're feeling that. It's not going to feel easy. So knowing that, identifying it, becoming one with it, enjoying it on some level that you know you're moving to a new place in your expansion. And that's why you're feeling that challenge. And that, you know, along the way, whatever elements are presenting themselves, instead of thinking of them as impasses or barriers, or maybe even you want to think of them as a possible failure, instead, looking at them as a part of your navigation and also a preparation, they're preparing you for your next level. If you can't get through, I mean, what I've discovered each time I get to another level is the challenges that faced me on the way are the things that tuned me up so I could in fact be in that next creation or level. And then the most powerful thing of all is what we talk about regularly, that you step into your future. You visualize where you're going. You feel, and then on top of just visualizing it, you feel it in your bones. You feel it in your being. So you're meditating daily, I'm hoping. if you're not, I highly recommend it. You're having some downtime, some quiet time, whether it's during exercise or it's an actual time where you're sitting still and you're meditating in the quiet, or you're doing something, I'm going to say mindless, something that lets your mind just drift, and your spirit and your hunches and your beings and your sensing, your system of sensing, to wake up and be communicating with you over and above what your mind is always typically doing. In that you step into visualization, you step into your future. And a great thing is to to step beyond the steps of creating it and step into already being in it. And then just breathe it in, feel it into your being, feel it to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes, feel it in your legs. Feel the realization of you being in that future spot where what you wanted to create is already created, and people are coming up and responding to you. You're getting feedback. You're feeling the accomplishment, the joy, the knowing, the value in self, your feelings of being capable. These are four things that I go to. You know, everything kind of fits in these categories. Because sometimes when I'm frustrated during a process, I'll go for a run. Or I'll drop everything and I'll go. Because on the run or in the exercise, I'll start to feel my strength, my capability, and appreciation. Appreciation pops up in there. And it just rebalances and reboots everything. So building a powerful mindset, these are tools for it. And the more you use your tools, when you notice that you're not where you are operating in your power and do something about it, that just becomes a way of being for you. It's part of being resilient and being powerful and being in resourcefulness. All right, some things for you to practice and enjoy using over and over to create that powerful, unstoppable mindset.